Okay, so we're learning a beautiful, beautiful sugya, because every sugya is beautiful, but this is particularly not an easy sugya, and that's why it's particularly beautiful. So again, we're trying to work out what does Rav Meir hold. Rav Meir says you can passel the edim of the other side. The question is, how do you do that? Our first suggestion is it's only an ed echod. We fell away from that because the Lashon of the Mishnah clearly indicates that it's two. The second teretz that we had was that you cannot single-handedly passel the other two edim, but rather we're talking about that Reuven, one of the litigants, brings his friend Chaim, and they form a kat edus, and that way they are now two. So certainly a group of two can certainly passel two other edim. The question was, but how do you do that? Because you're Negea Be'edus. You're Negea Be'edus. So what's going on? So if you remember the final analysis, and let's just get to the final maskana, we'll see how we proceed with this, is that we're talking about that he comes together with his friend Chaim. He does not accuse the Edim, or one of the Edim, of being a Gazlan. If you accuse him of being a Gazlan, then you are telling me that you are absolutely directly trying to passel the other eight. Well, then you're Nogea Be'edus, you cannot do so. We're talking about, rather, that you are indirectly passeling. How so? You're not accusing him of being a Gazlan, but rather you're saying in your Edus that he is part of a Mishpocha of Avodim, who haven't yet been freed. They do not have the status of a Jew. Therefore, you are not directly invalidating this particular aid. Rather, what are you saying? That his entire family are apostle, and by inference, of course, that includes him as well. That's not quite the same as saying that he particularly is a Gazlan. So the Gemara said in the final Maskona, that's the Machloikas in the Mishnah. Reb Meir holds that yes, you can do that. You are yourself a kat edus because you brought your friend with you. You are not negea be'edus. Why? Because you're not directly testifying about him. Rather, you're testifying about his entire family. Whereas the Rabbonon disagree, and the Rabbonon say, soif, at the end of the day, you are negea be'edus, albeit that you are not actually directly testifying against him, but rather it's against his family. But who cares? Even to testify against his family, you have an agenda, you have an agius. So the Rabbanon say that no, you cannot possibly passel him yourself. Rather, you've got to bring other edim, etc., etc. That is the machlokes, and that's where we're up to so far. Have a look at the Gemara. So halfway down the Omud, first word on the line is be'edusoi. Be'edusoi. Says the Gemara, ki osa Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, you find this expression quite often in the Gemara. What does it mean, ki osa Rav Dimi? When he came from where? Rav Dimi, obviously, as we know, this is the Talmud Bavli. It was written in Bavel. Rav Dimi initially was in Eretz Yisrael. So if it says ki osod Rav Dimi, what it means is, sorry, my camera's just jumping around. 1 second. What it means is he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and the Gemara is now reporting what happens. So when he came from Eretz Yisrael, says the Gemara, ki osod Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yisrael, Medav Halkin Kop, a new teretz now. How many terutzim have we had so far in the Mishnah? Again, what is the question, Rabbi Yisrael? We have to be crystal clear. If we are anything short of being crystal clear, then we're not clear. The question was, how, according to Reb Meir, can you passel somebody else's edim? On what grounds? In the case of Dayonim, he also agreed you can only passel them if they're not mumchim. But once they're mumchim, you cannot passel them. So why can you passel Edim? Every Ed is like a Dayan mumche. So the first teretz was you're only passeling an Ed Echot. We fell away from that. The second teretz was, like we said now, is that you're not passeling him directly, you're passeling the entire family and him indirectly. It's not Negeir Be'edus. Now we're attempting a third teretz. This is the name of Reb Dimi Omer Reb Yechon. Machloikis b'shtei kitei Edim. B'shtei kitei Edim. Now this, Rabbi Yisai, is a whole new world. What does it mean, machloikis b'shtei kitei Edim? So let's just read the words of the Gemara. We'll try and translate, and then we'll see there's a lengthy Rashi. Machloikas, says the Gemara, b'shtei kitei Edim. The machloikas is with two groups of Edim. We'll see what this means in a second. Derevmeya sovar sorich levarer, v'rabonon sovri enoi sorich levarer. There is a machloikas between Rav Meir and the Rabbanon. Do you have to be mevarer? Literally translated, you have to clarify. We'll see in a moment what this means. Avol bekat achas. But if it only be one group, divrei hakoil, then all opinions would agree that enoi yochoil lepoislon, you could not pass them. Okay, so we've just read the words of the Gemara. We've literally translated. We have no idea what's going on. So let's have a look at our Rebbe, Rashi. Says Rashi. Have you got the Rashi where Rashi says, Machloikis b'shtei kitei edin. She'omar ba'al din b'foneinu. The ba'al din. We're talking about the case of Reuven versus Shimon. So we have the ba'al din. Let's call him Shimon for our purposes. Shimon is claiming from Reuven that Reuven is a loiver. He's borrowed money from him. Shimon is the malver, the lender, and he owes me money. So the Baal Din, in our case, is Shimon, the alleged lender. The Baal Din says, Befoneinu, in front of us, in front of the Bez Din, Yesh li shtei Kite Edim Bedovar Ze, quote unquote. He makes an announcement that I claim that I lent Reuven money, $1,000, and I have two separate groups of Edim who could testify to that effect. This is the claim that Shimon is making against Reuven. So not just I have one set of Edim, in fact, I have two. That was his claim. Okay. Now the story continues. Hey, vikat rishoino. So he brought the first group of Edim. He claims he's got two. He hasn't as yet substantiated that claim. But so far, he claims he's got two groups of Edim, and he has now brought one of them to Beis Din. Hevi Kat Rishonah. Kat is, of course, always the group. He's brought the first group to Beis Din. V'omad ha-loiver v'acher. And the loiver, who's the loiver now? In our story, it's Reuven. Reuven v'acher and somebody else. I think we called him Chaim. V'omar, and they say, I'm sorry, psulin hein, they are possible. Now, what was the big question until this point? The big question until this point was, how can Reuven himself puzzle the Aden who are testifying against him? Surely we have a one-word problem. What is that? Noigea. So how can he passel? He's only himself, a one-man band. No, we've dealt with that. He's brought his friend Chaim, so he's a two-man band. Fine, that's not the problem. The problem is, how can Reuven possibly testify against the Edim who were brought by his fellow litigant against him? Surely he is Noigea. That's the $64 million question. Now, what was the first teretz in the Gemara? The first Torah says he's not negea, said Rameh, because he's not testifying against him, he's testifying against his family. Now we've got a brand new Torah, a new case of how it could be that he's not negea. Do you know why he's not negea? This is, again, a tremendous chiddush. Don't forget that Shimon has claimed that he actually has two groups of Edim up his sleeve. He so far only brought one. So Reuven is standing in the Bezdin. He is the alleged loiva, the borrower. Shimon, the malva, the lender, says, I've got two groups of Edim who could testify that you, Reuven, owe me $1,000. Okay, let's see. So Shimon brings to Bezdin one group of Edim. Apparently he claims there's a second, but for the moment he's brought only one. So Reuven and his friend Chaim say, we hereby declare, we testify that this group of Edim that you have brought are possible. Why are they possible? I don't know. They're Gazlonim. They're Rishoyim. They're Mechalalei Shabbos. Now, what was the big question? But you can't do that. You're Noigea. Carries on Rashi. Dehashta now. Lav. Kenoigea be'edosu. He's not considered Negea. Why is he not considered Negea? Sheharei Omar Malve. Because the Malve has said, Sheyesh loy kat acheres. The Malve has claimed that he has yet another group of Edim up his sleeve. Okay, so what? The imbikesh, the loimotza yafsid. What happens if the malva, having claimed that he's got two sets of edim, now brings the first set and they were duly puzzled? We now turn around to him and say, okay, but you claim you've got another set of edim. Is he allowed to turn around and say, well, I'm sorry, I couldn't find the second set of Edim after all? In other words, here we're getting to the central halach. If you make a claim that you've got two sets of Edim, do you have to substantiate that? Do you have to indeed prove that you have two sets of Edim or not? And it all depends on that. If you hold, and this is the opinion of Rameh, and I listen very carefully, Rameh holds, and this is what it meant, tzorich levarer, you have to substantiate, you have to clarify. Rameh holds that when Shimon made this bombastic statement, I have two sets of Edim supporting me, says Rameh, if you don't, at the end of the day, produce those two sets of Edim, we will not listen to your claim. You made a claim, you have to back it up. That means, therefore, when he brought the first set of Edim to Bezdin, and they were puzzled, who by? Reuven and his friend Chaim. What must the Malva do at this stage? He's got to back up now. He's got to bring to Bezdin the second group of Edim. And if he doesn't, it's game over. Well, if that's the case, fascinatingly, it turns out, therefore, that when Reuven testified against the first group of Edos, he was not considered a Noigea. Why was he not considered a Noigea? Because Shimon is still going to have to produce another set of Edim. What does it mean to be a Noigea? To be a Noigea means that you're testifying against me, so I want to knock you off in order to exempt myself. because I have every agenda to exempt myself. But over here, even if I knock you off, I have not exempted myself. Why have I not exempted myself? Because Shimon claims that he's got another set of Edim and he's going to have to produce them. If he would not be required necessarily to produce the second set of Edim, well, then I am Nogea. Why? Because maybe he made some great claim he's got two sets of Edim, but he's only brought one. And really, between you and me, he's just relying on that first set of Edus. Well, then you're Nogea. Then you're Nogea. Because this may well be, in the final analysis, the only cut Edus, and you're testifying against them to exonerate yourself. But Reb Meir says that's not the case. Reb Meir says, look again at Rashi. Dahashta lav. Now he's not considered to be a Negea Be'edus. Why is he not considered to be a Negea Be'edus? Shahari Omar Malve, because the Malve said, Sheyesh Loi Kat Acheres. He claims he's got another group and he's going to have to substantiate that. The Imbikesh, and if he goes now looking for the second group of Eidos, Veloi Motz, and he can't find them, Yafsid is going to lose the whole case. He's got to back up his claim. The Kosova Meir, Remeir, because Remeir holds, Sorich Baldin. The Baldin, this alleged lender, has got to Levarer Ulahamid Alho Emes Kol Dvorov. He's got to back up and prove MS, everything you claim in Bezdin. So any sentence that emerges from your mouth in Bezdin has to be substantiated. So once the Malva opened his mouth and he said, I have two sets of Edim, well, if you don't produce those two sets of Edim, we throw you out of Bezdin. Every word uttered by your mouth has to be proven to be emes. So therefore, it turns out that when Reuven knocks out the first cut edus, what is the story at that stage? Shimon going to still have to bring more edim to Bezdin. Why is he going to have to bring more edim to Bezdin? Because this is the opinion of Remeir, that whatever you say in Bezdin has to be substantiated. And if that's the case, says Reb Meir, when I knock out your first cut Edus, I'm not considered Negea. Why am I not considered Negea? Because I'm only considered Negea if by knocking out your Edim, I'm off the hook, I'm exempted. But I hear I'm not exempted. Why am I not exempted? Because you're going to have to bring another cut Edus. All I've done is I've just delayed the bad news. So the first cut of Edus tried to incriminate me. Okay, I've knocked them out. That's not called Negev because I'm not exempted. Because the Malva is going to have to produce another set of Edus, which means that when Reuven and his friend Chaim said, you two Edim are Gazlonim, Reuven knew full well that that itself does not exonerate him. Because in 30 seconds time, the Malva is promptly going to bring another cut of Edus. How do you know he's going to bring another cut of Edus? Because he claimed he's got a group, and once you make that claim, that's what you have to do. There's no backing down. Says Rashi, let's continue. Vahani Mifsili Af le'edios acheres. The ones that you've puzzled because you've claimed they're gazlonim, it's true. Those are completely puzzled. They're out, finished, they're puzzled. Even le'edos acheres, what does that mean, even for le'edos acheres? The Bezdin will now write on their computer that this first set of edim are classified gazlonim. So if ever they come back in 50 years' time to testify, sorry, our records show that you are Gazlonim. Really? Who said so? Somebody called Reuven and his friend Chaim. You're going to believe them? But Reuven was Negea. No. He was not Negev. Because he jolly well knew that there are more Edim coming along, says Rashi.
Rabbi, I'm just having trouble understanding why he's not Nogeya. So it's a two-step process. He's Nogeya. It's not a. He
That's
has to go through the first wall to get to the second wall.
100%. That's why I stressed before. The Rav Meir's chiddush is you're only considered a negeya if it exempts you, not if it helps you. You're right. I agree with you in Svar Rav Nachum. I would have thought that that is considered a negeya because, okay, stage by stage. First, I've knocked out the first group of Eidos, and we'll see what's to come. Maybe I'll knock out the second one as well. Says Rav Meir, no. You're only considered a negeya be'edus if your edus, your claim, exempts you. This claim does not exempt him. All it does is it just pushes off the story a little bit. Says Rashi, ve'im bikesh. Now, if the malve, we call him Shimon, then went to look Umotso, and indeed he did find Kat Acheres, Ksheiro, comma, then Afalpi Sheharishaino Nifsalo. He brought two groups of Eidos. Even though the first group of Eidos have been puzzled, thrown out, doesn't matter. Hare Birer Dvarov. But he's substantiated his claim of having two sets of Edim. She'omar lohoviyam, because he said he's going to bring two, the Havi, and he jolly well did. So everything he claimed that he was going to do, he did do. What's the only problem? V'huloidok. But he wasn't particular enough to check the Savur, because he claims he thought she'kasherim hoyu. He thought that the first group of Edim were Ksherim. Okay, it turns out they're not. I know, says Shimon, that I lent Reuven money, and I know that there were two groups, there were two people standing, numbers one and two. There was another group of standing, number three and four. I know they were all testifying this case, and I can jolly well back up my claim by bringing them to Beis Din. Okay, so he brings number one and two to Beis Din. Reuven and his friend Chaim promptly puzzle them. Says Shimon, whoops, sorry, I didn't realize they were Gazlonim. How should I know? I didn't know. But I'm not a liar. I claimed there were two groups of Edim testifying, and there were. And look, I'm going to prove it. Here's my next one. And then he promptly brings the next group, three and four. By the way, we have to add a very, 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 very important note. We've had a halacha in previous occasions that if you have a group of Eidos, if one or part of them are possible, that cancels the whole group. So why don't we apply that rule over here? If there's four people watching the case and it turns out that the first two are Gazlonim, why doesn't that knock everybody out? And the answer is because it's not one group. Two separate groups of Eidos. What, by the way, defines them as two groups? Well, those of you who are with us, we learned Makkos many, many, many years ago. The Gemara there defines, maybe they're standing in different place, standing in different buildings, maybe they can't see each other, whatever it is, that's not our subject at the moment. But the bottom line is it's two separate groups. So the fact that group number one turned out to be possible has no bearing on group number two. Carry on one more Rashi. The Rabbonon Sovri. How do Rabbonon disagree? What do the Rabbonon say? The Rabbonon Sovri that no. Ein! Sorry, Chlevarer. This is the big machlekes. The Rabbonon say that when the Malve claim that he's got two groups of Edim, he is not obligated to substantiate that claim. Therefore, says Rashi, the Yochoi Loima, therefore he's able to say, sorry, ainli oid, quote unquote. I don't have any more. What do you mean you don't have any more? I thought you said you've got two groups. And if the first one is knocked out, why didn't you bring the second group? Sorry, I couldn't find them in the end. You're allowed to do that. Remeir said, you're not allowed to do that. If you claimed you've got two groups, you've got to bring them to Beis Din. Rabbanu disagree. Sorry, yes, I claimed I have two. I'm sorry, I don't have any more. I can't find the second group of Beis Din. Ah, so if that's the case, then Reuven, together with his friend Chaim, Reuven is Noigeya. Why is he Noigeya? Because it may well be that in the final analysis, the only Edim against him are the first group. Yeah, but didn't the Malva claim he's got a second group? Yeah, but he can always backtrack from that. He doesn't need to substantiate it. Therefore, the only Edim who may well testify against Reuven are the first group. Oh, so when you try now to puzzle them, what are you in fact doing? You are trying to exempt yourself. It's not damage limitation, like Nachum said before, that, okay, this is just the first stage. This may well be the only stage, because who says there are any more Edim? What are you going to tell me? Yeah, yeah, the Malva said there's more Edim. He's not mechuyev to bring them. Look again in Rashi. The Yochoy Loima, he's able to say three words, quote unquote, Ein li oid. Sorry, I don't have any more. But I thought you said you do have more. Yeah, I made a mistake. I can't find them. V'nimtso. If that's the case, it turns out, ze noigeya be'edusoihu. Well, then he is noigeya. Because these may well be the only edim against him. And therefore, v'loi mifsali. Therefore, you cannot possibly puzzle them, afilu be'edus zu, even in this case, never mind other edus. When Reuven and his friend Chaim say, we claim that these two edim, numbers one and two, are gazlonim. All the Bezin say to them, sorry, we don't accept that, you're nageya. As far as we're concerned, they are perfectly kosher edus. So therefore, says the Gemara, this was all Rav Dimi in the name of Rav Yechanan. We now have our third and latest pshat in Rav Meir. Again, Rav Yisai, what was the question? The question was, according to Rav Meir, how can Reuven possibly puzzle the Edim? The answer is, we had one teretz, it's only an Ed Echot. We had another teretz, he's not negeya be'edus because he's talking about the family, not about him. The third teretz is he is talking directly about him. He says, you are a gazlan. Well, you're a negeya. No, because we're talking about a very special case that the Malva claimed he's got another set of edim. Reb Meir's opinion is that if you make a claim like that, you are obligated to substantiate it. In which case, even if you knock out the first two Edim, well, you haven't achieved much. Because inevitably, there's going to be more Edim to come. So you haven't really exempted yourself. That's not called Neger Be'edus, therefore. Why do the Rabbonon disagree? Rabbonon say that even if the Malva says he's got two groups of Edim, Ein Tzorech Levarer. You do not need to substantiate that claim. And therefore, he may well say, sorry, I made a mistake. I don't have any more Edim after all. Ah, you mean the only Edim that you have are numbers one and two? Yes. Ah, well, if that's the case, then Reuven is Negea Be'edus. And when he claims that they're apostle, indeed, he's trying to exempt them. He's Negea Be'edus. He's not therefore believed. Yes, Reb Larry.
So, according to Meir and Reb Dimi, If he can't substantiate his claim that there's two separate Edim, two second Edim, what happens? Is the whole case gets thrown out?
Right.
Okay, so basically, I know, so when I come and I apostle the first Edim, that if he can't substantiate this whole case, he loses the whole case. So in the end of the end of the day, we're in the same exact position as our mayor and the Chacham. The Chachamim say he doesn't have to substantiate the second Edim, so it's as if the second Edim don't exist. And Rameya says he does have substantiate, and if he can't substantiate, they may don't exist. So either way, he's no gaya.
To the contrary, if you have to substantiate it, then they do exist. Not they don't exist; they jolly well do exist. And in 30 seconds' time, he's going to bring in the next.
But if you can't substantiate them, but then I was no gaya because if I didn't, because if I didn't,
the assumption is that when the Malva claims he's got two sets of Edim, he must indeed have two sets, because he knows full well that if he can't substantiate it, then he's going to fall through the cracks. So
then why am I parceling the first Edim?
Like Nachum said, damage.
No, because I'm trying to push him to substantiate his second set of Edim.
Right. So hopefully if I can knock out the first group.
It's a tactic. It's a tactic. It's a Nogea tactic.
I'm trying to knock out the first group, and then eventually he'll have to bring another group. Maybe I'll try my best and knock out that group as well. But at the time that I knock out the first group, I know there are still more Edim to come along, and Remeir's Chiddush is therefore that's not considered Negea, because the definition of Negea is I'm making a claim which will exempt me.
Rabbi.
He is not making a claim that exempts him, albeit he's making a claim which he hopes that maybe in the final analysis will help him out. But at that stage of the game, he is not exempted because he knows that 5 seconds time, the Beis Din doors are going to swing open and the next two Edim are going to arrive. So I haven't achieved much by passing them. That's not called Negea.
This is a difficult concept for me because you in your own words said he's trying the first. And but the fact that he's trying to get rid of them, he's Negea.
That is Remeir's Chiddush. Inasmuch as you need to be Mavarer, the definition of Negea is only if I'm testifying something that will exempt me. I must give. It's a tremendous Chiddush. It's a tremendous Chiddush. So we have seen, let's just briefly look back into the Gemara again. It's a very, very lengthy Rashi. Let's see it back into the Gemara, how that all now fits briefly into the words of the Gemara. Ki Osar Avdim Yom Rabbi Yechonon. Machloikus b'shtei kitei edim. The machloikus between Remeir and Rabbanon is where the Malva claims that he's got two separate groups of edim. The Remeir savar, Remeir holds, sorich levarer. You've got to substantiate your claim, and therefore the loiver knows that even if he knocks out the first group, there's definitely another group on the way, and therefore he doesn't really gain much. By pasling the first ones, is not negea. The Rabbonon Savri, the name Tzarech Levari, doesn't need to back it up. Therefore, this might well be the only two Edim that there are. So you are negea, Beidus. Aval Bekat Achas. If in a normal, regular case, where there is only one group of Edus at all, then Divrei HaKoil Ein Yochoil Lepoislon. Then everybody would agree you cannot pass them. What does that mean? Everybody, even Reb Meir. Even Reb Meir, who says in our Mishnah that you can pass them, you have to realize that he's only talking about this particular case. But in a regular case where there is only one cut Edus, you are absolutely Negea. And Reb Meir is the first one to admit where you are Negea be Edus, you cannot testify against them. Okay, we'll see tomorrow, Mr. Hashem. The next part of the Gemara is very much a hemshech of this part of the Gemara. Like I said, it's a complicated Gemara. It's a difficult svaras, but that's why it's such a gishmak, a piece of Gemara.
Okay.
All the best, Rabbi Yehuda David, and a big mazel tov again.
Shukoach. 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 Shukoach.